Okay, that was A Load of Old Romaine by Rob Kennedy. And that is actually based on Chet Baker's My Funny Valentine, with all the vocals cut out.
Uh-huh. Interestingly enough, the previous song was, I think, it sounded like Porgy and Bess, I'm not quite sure, a Nina Simone song with the vocals cut out by Terry Thamelitz.
You mean someone copied his idea? I thought that was an original, what I played.
This possibly is the sound of two people discovering that they've played two records created under the same principles without really knowing it beforehand, foregrounding the somewhat ad hoc
No.
We're working with here.
It's foregrounding the beauty of radio. It's foregrounding the beauty of two people working together on the radio. Indeed.
Marvelous.
What was before that, Neil?
Praying on the Old Campground by Mississippi John Hart.
Oh yeah, I remember that tune. Way back then. Okay, we're here for the next 4 weeks. So 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. Tuesday night, Wednesday morning type time. Magnetic Possum, we are
playing records like this.
I was going to say we are Neil Davidson and Peter Dowling. Every week over these next 4 weeks, we're going to do a track from an amazing album by a band called... God, I hope there are four tracks on this album.
There's plenty.
Okay, there's plenty of tracks on this album. We're going to do a track each week from a band called Spunk. Now, when we were talking about this show earlier, it must be about an hour ago now, I wanted to call this section of the show where we play this track from a band called Spunk, I wanted to call it Spunk Spot.
Which is horrendous.
It is horrendous. And it's really very, very unfair, in fact. Neil, why is it unfair?
Well, apparently the Norwegian musicians who comprised the group Spunk were kind of surprised when they discovered the British reaction to the name, given the connotations that the name has here. But it's derived from a Pippi Longstocking book by Astrid Lindgren. And it's a word that was a kind of made-up word, and she went off to find out what it meant in one of the stories. And so the connotations that exist in Britain are somewhat out of whack with the principles of the Astrid Lindgren books.
Neil, that was very well put. It must be said that all the tracks on this album are over 10 minutes long, so there might be a bit of a radio fade-out on one of these, but it's great stuff nonetheless. This is Spunk, and this track is September Wunderlaget.
Thank you.